96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. They are some of the most beautiful machines on the road. They are also the quickest, smallest, and frankly, riskiest to operate. What is the fascination with motorcycles? Do they, and the people who love them, get a bad rap? We're talking about the pros and cons of motorcycles. My guests are Jacques Moose Wilson, Vice President of the Kingdom Knights Motorcycle Ministry, Ursula McCallop, she's an independent rider, and Alan Force Day, Mid-Atlantic Regional President of the Flaming Knights Motorcycle Club. You have a question or comment about motorcycles, whether you love them, whether you hate them, whether you have a question about how they are operated on the roads. Want to hear from you. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Thank you all for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, first question. It's raining outside. How'd you get here?
I'm in a cage today.
That's what you call the four wheels, a cage.
Yes.
You came in a car. You came safely. That's a good sign because obviously safety, a big issue on motorcycles, and two wheels, not quite as safe as four on wet roads, right?
No.
Yeah. Not as safe, but it doesn't stop the three of us. I'm going to North Carolina tomorrow with rain or shine.
Mm-hmm.
I know these two would do the same. A trip is a trip. You plan it, you go.
How do you do that? If you're riding on dry pavement, and then all of a sudden you're heading down 95, and then it starts to rain. Do you do like I see a lot of guys and gals, they stop underneath an overpass because it's raining, or how do you do that?
For the most part, you normally, if you're a real rider, you carry rain gear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you pull over. Just depends on, for me, just how intense the rain is.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, we're conditioned to ride in a sprinkler if it's sprinkling. But if it starts to pour, you should have your gear. If you're a real rider, you should have your gear.
Okay. What's the fascination with motorcycles, Ursula? Quickly, your thoughts about that. Why?
The freedom.
What do you mean? You can be candid.
There's a freedom when you're on the bike. I can't explain it if you're not a rider.
Mm-hmm.
You get out there, the wind is whipping. Like, we have a clear understanding why dogs stick their heads out of the window.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's a feel that you get. You have your music set on what you want. You're heading down the highway. Freedom.
Mm-hmm. Okay, a simple word. Jacques, your thoughts about that?
I don't know any other way. At the age of 7, I smelled oil and gas on my mini bike, and I've been seeking that ever since. The riding is what I know, it's what I feel. There's really no other hobby like it for me in the world. I have to get a certain amount of fix in within a certain time frame. I can't go 2 weeks all year long without riding.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it snows, I'll push the snow out of the driveway and ride back up.
Wow.
I've got to ride. I have to ride. It's in my soul.
Mm-hmm. Alan, same thing?
It's the same thing, freedom. You get on a motorcycle, it's just you, the air, the wind. You're just processing your thoughts. You're all alone.
Mm-hmm.
It's the freedom. It's nobody there next to you. It's like some people love convertibles. Well, it's like taking the doors off a convertible.
Okay.
You're just out there.
What kind of rider are you? How would you describe yourself? And what kind of motorcycle do you have?
Harley Davidson's.
Okay.
Strictly Harley Davidson's.
Okay. I mean, now, there are all kinds of motorcycles, just like there's all kinds of candy. So give me, the layman, an idea. Are you one of those guys that's riding in one of those Harley Davidson's that's almost as, you know, big as a small car, you know, with the leather? And Harley Davidson's don't make those so-called crotch rockets, do they? Those little teeny things.
Not yet. But I have a couple. But I have what I call a full dresser, which I use for what I call when it's time to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
We as Flaming Knights, when we hit the highway, we call that going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And my full dresser has everything I would need on it to make a trip. Mm-hmm. I have heat. I have music. I have everything. Room for bags, drinks, soda, XM, whatever you need is going to be on the bike. Mm-hmm. So if I'm leaving here to go to California, I have everything I need. Same thing you would have in your car. And then I have my little what we call bar hoppers to get around town. Comfortable little ride. I've ridden that halfway across the country. But for me, it's a Harley Davidson Ultra Classic, which is the big boy in the industry of Harley, and that's what I use.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're talking about motorcycles, pros and cons, the relationship they have with the road and other folks on the road. Let me go to the phones quickly. Will, calling from Columbia. Will, what's on your mind when it comes to motorcycles? You ride or no?
Yes, Errol. I've been riding since actually 1976. I started out as a young guy on a mini bike and then mm-hmm. progressed up. I've been around bikes all my life and cars. Like the gentleman said before, once you get in your system, you can't get it out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What kind of rider would you say you are, Will? I mean, motorcycles are fast, even the big ones. The big ones are faster than even, you know, most cars when you're coming from a standing start. Do you run red lights? Be honest with me, Will. Are you a speeder? Are you weaving in and out of traffic? What's going on with you when you ride?
Hell, absolutely not. I've been riding for a long time. I actually started out racing with my uncle at a racetrack.
Mm-hmm.
And I do ride a sport bike, a cross rocket, as you said, but I'm cognizant of the roads, the traffic, the laws, and everything around me. Now, that's more like you see the younger guys when they get out there in their speed and weaving in and out. I personally like the ride, the freedom, but I also respect the road and the traffic around me. That's the only way really to ride safely.
Interesting. Okay, well, thank you so much for your phone call. I need to take a break. When I come back, I want to talk about the young guys, the crotch rockets, dirt bikes that we see on the roads. What's going on with that? Is that a generational thing? What's happening with the dark side of motorcycles? 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about the fascination with motorcycles. Do they get a bad rap? Do the people who love them get a bad rap? Pros and cons of motorcycles. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Obviously, Jacques, we've got a lot of people who love to ride. But then you have, you know, others that, you know, they're on the highways. And often I see, usually, young guys, women sometimes too, but usually young guys zipping in and out of traffic. And I tell you, it scares me to death. You know, and sometimes I have a heavy foot myself, and these guys go past me like a fast pitch on a baseball diamond. What is going on from your perspective when we're talking about young people on these bikes? Why do that? Is that freedom, that adrenaline rush just too much for them?
Well, the key word you just said is adrenaline. You've got a bike that takes no effort to go from 0 to 100 in seconds. You've got a youth who feels like they're indestructible. The combination can be explosive. It takes nothing to take a sport bike from zero. It takes no skill to go from 0 to 100 in seconds. And so you match that with adrenaline, and you get out of control. And a lot of times you get these young guys who just got a bike, and they're riding with a crew who's been riding for a minute. And he tries to do the same thing they're doing, and is on the news.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny, you're in a church ministry, a motorcycle ministry. What is a motorcycle ministry?
Well, a motorcycle ministry is really just a group of people that's from a religious organization, usually affiliated with a church. Like my motorcycle ministry is out of the sanctuary at Kingdom Square under Pastor Macklin. There are other motorcycle ministries that's not associated with a church. They're just a group of people to get together under a religious banner and ride. But the things that who bond us together with MCs is that we ride. If you don't have that, you're really out the game.
Mm-hmm.
So we ride, we share the love of the road. We put the name of our church on the back, so we don't hide it. You know, we profess, you know, our love for the Lord. We make ourselves available for the MC set, for prayer, or whatever, or just fellowship. But we really show people that you can love the Lord and ride and have a ball, okay, just like anybody else.
Okay, so Jacques is in a motorcycle ministry. Alan is in a motorcycle club. Ursula, you call yourself an independent rider. I guess that means enthusiast. Why no club or ministry for you?
My interest in riding came about from being a passenger. And I decided I wanted to ride myself. I never fell into the club scene, only recently. And I enjoy it. I can support. I can ride the group rides. I just don't feel like, I don't feel the need to be a part of a club. I respect the clubs. I respect the ministries. However, I'm not ready for the ministries. So I prefer to be the independent.
Okay. Let me go back to the phone lines. Gary, on line one, calling from Washington, D.C. Go right ahead, Gary. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to speak on the off-road vehicles being on the streets because I'm with the younger generation.
So you're talking about the dirt bikes and the like?
Yeah, the dirt bikes and the four-wheelers. Basically, you know, from my perspective, that's more so one of the things that started with the younger generation because it's affordable and like they're saying about the adrenaline rush. But you have a lot of youngsters out here now riding on the streets, D.C., Baltimore, New York, Philly, Miami, everywhere with the bike life movement, and they're like making a bad rep. As you can see last week, we had two shootings involving dirt bikes in D.C., and I know, you know, from a personal point of view, some of the leaders that, you know, it's supposed to be bikes up, guns down, even though they ride reckless in the streets and pop wheelies, it's supposed to be more organized and bring, you know, young brothers together.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's not right. But it's something just to keep inner city kids off the street, you know, and just try to bond and stop all this, you know, crime on one another.
Gary, I appreciate your comment, and thank you so much for calling. Obviously, particularly in Baltimore, he's talking about that group, the 12 O'Clock Boys, mm-hmm. which are very, very well known. There's even been a documentary about them. We're going to talk more about that. We're going to talk about safety, mentoring, and clubs, ministries, gangs. What's up with that? We'll talk about that in just a bit. If you're on the phone, Gary, Pastor Clemens, Lavonva, and Rico, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds on Sirius XM Channel 141.